We're having a special class on self-worth, on growth, on frustration, and overcoming frustration. So our class begins where I turn to a fellow who I had tremendous admiration for, and this fellow had overcome tremendous challenges in his life, including losing almost every family member. Horrendous car accident. He lost almost every family member. And from a very young age, he had to really fend for himself. And he became a very admirable, accomplished young man. And I asked him, can I offer you a shidduch? And his answer was, nah. I said, what's wrong? Why not? And he said, because I'm overweight. I said, so? So he said, I can't date like this. I'm overweight. Who's going to want to marry me? So I said, what? What difference does it make? After all your accomplishments, that's what's holding you back? So I said, no, I can't go out. And it blew my mind. And as much as I spoke to him, I got nowhere. And I realized that in his mind, the only thing he saw was his one weakness, in his mind. His one weakness, that he was overweight, that was the only thing he saw. And he could not see beyond that. And it was an eye-opener to me, because I realized that most of us are that way. Most of us can really readily recount what we're bad at, what we didn't do right, what we regret, the things we're frustrated about. But how readily can we recount what we're good at? What we've accomplished, what we're positive about, what we're happy about ourselves with. And so, I get a phone call. Soldier calls, and he says, I want to thank you for the class in Rambam Igeret Teiman. I said, what was in the class? Said, here's the story. This past Shabbat, he was in his tent, and suddenly he hears his phone, an SMS came in. And he walks over and looks at the phone, and before he knows it, he's SMS'd back and forth on Shabbat three times with someone, and he stops and he puts down the phone and he says, I've been Shomer Shabbos for 3 years, what did I just do? And he looks at that phone, and he's in horror. And as he's looking at the phone, a friend runs by the tent and says, Mincha, and keeps running. And he looks at the friend, and he looks at the phone, and he looks at himself and says, what kind of hypocrite am I? I'm going to go down in Mincha now? Well, how can I talk to God after what I just did? And he threw himself on the bed in frustration. And he said, as he was lying there, really upset, he remembered the Rambam Igeret Teiman. And we have to pause now to go get our pizza. We'll get back in a minute.